Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you're listening to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a lot of experience looking for a job? Probably not, even if you're a temp. When you start thinking about the 10,000-hour rule and how to develop mastery, you don't really have a lot of experience after all, do you? And when we start breaking it down further, how much experience do you have writing a resume or interviewing? Or negotiating, or using LinkedIn effectively, or all the million and one different things that you need to know in order to find work. And I know that's why you're listening to this show. You're trying to play catch-up. Now, I want to make it even easier for you. If you sign up at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, that's a site where I have curated information that I've developed and that I have permission from others to share as well, plus all my books and guides to job hunting, plus a lot of good podcasts, articles that I've written, curated. The best of the best is available at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Rather than going hunting on the web for a whole bunch of stuff, come over to the site and sign up. And here's the big bonus, and the thing that really makes it worthwhile. You can ask me questions. You have a problem in your search, we set up a quick time to make a call and have a conversation, I'll help sort it out for you. So again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I hope to see you there. And now,
hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm referred to as the Big Game Hunter because I've been hunting down leaders and staff for organizations for 40-plus years. I'm going to use a little background music to remind you of something related to job hunting. Recognize that song? Let's see if... Now, for those of you who don't recognize it, this is the introductory theme to The Godfather. It's called The Godfather Waltz. It's the main title movie for the first Godfather movie. And this is my way of introducing the idea of salary negotiation and avoiding one of the big mistakes that job hunters make. Now, the mistake that most people make is you get an offer that's less than what you want and you become absolutely indignant. What? What's wrong with you? And that's how you feel inside, even if you don't let it out. You explode internally like a volcano and you lose sight of all the good in the situation to just blow up there because it's not going to wind up being perfect according to some standard. I'm going to turn the music off. According to some standard that you've developed that may have no basis in reality. So my reminder to you comes from the movie, The Godfather, where I believe one of them said, I forget which character says to the other, it's business. I'm going to do it as Marlon Brando here. It's business. It's not personal. And you have to remember, this is business. It's not personal. They're not insulting you. You know, this is not an affront to your capabilities, or your intelligence, or your skills. They have the job of trying to get you for the best amount of money they can. And if they can get you for a little bit less, they're going to try and do that. They also have budgets to contend with. Now, again, I'm not advocating for them. I'm here explaining their side of it and reminding you it's business. It's not personal. Along the way, maybe you didn't answer the ultimate question that they're trying to find out from you. What makes you worth the price that you're looking for? I have a couple of different videos that talk about salary negotiation, but this is one void that I hadn't addressed yet. And that is the idea, you know, emotionally, we all get hooked up in a negotiation. We become fearful that we're going to lose it or that we're going to take something for too little money. We're going to have to explain to people that we know why we're accepting less than what we've been telling them about all along. In other words, our narcissism and grandiosity gets in the way of decision making. Don't let that happen. If you've got a good offer for a position, you can always use the easiest way to negotiate a higher salary for yourself. Video tip I provide and get it increased a bit. But if there's a wide gulf between you and the employer in salary. Like, you're asking for 100, 150, and they're offering you 100 or 110. You've got a choice to make. I'm not endorsing one way or the other, but you'll have to make a decision. And it's not an affront to you that they offered this amount of money. It's just that's where they valued you. And perhaps another employer will evaluate you to a higher level, or maybe other employers will evaluate you to the same level. Ultimately, you have choices to make, and that's what it boils down to. So this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I hope you found this video helpful. If you did and you're watching on YouTube, share it, like it, leave a comment, do something to let people know it was worthwhile. Now, you know, there's a lot of great content at jeffalpin.com, so come over to the site and go exploring. Like on YouTube, all my videos are at my website. In addition, you know, there's the ability to subscribe to my e-zine, No BS Job Search Advice e-zine, which I publish weekly with advice for job hunters good anywhere in the world. It's a $499 value I give away for free. Plus, you can read previous articles from the e-zine, listen to podcasts of my radio show. Just a lot of good content there. Plus the ability to post your resume to more than 50 sites from mine. Easy to work with career builder links. You know, again, places you can post your resume to. Search for positions, including ones I'm recruiting for. There's information about my books and guides to job hunting, as well as other people's books. So come over to the site and go explore. Two final things. First of actually three. If you have a question about job hunting, contact me through liveperson.com. I'm a job search and career coach expert there. I'd love to answer your questions, but I do have to charge for it. It takes me time and effort to do this. Next, if we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request. The address is linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. Finally, if your firm's trying to hire someone, send me an email at the address below. Let me know who to contact and whether or not I can mention your name. I'd love to help your firm staff positions. This is Jeff Alpin. Hope you have a great day. Take care.